This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's crazy. Draymond Green as the Warriors' next head coach after he wraps it up.
I'll tell you what's crazier for me. I actually believe him.
Oh, God.
Not only do I believe him, but if he's going to say that on national TV, I've got to believe that that conversation has taken place at some point already.
Oh, it has. And I'll have the sound for you right now as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. It is also a Warriors Wednesday. Nick Friedell, again, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Nick's going to be checking out in Pleasant Hill with those live working vignettes, full selection of in-stock luxury appliances as well. Again, visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. This was what, last year, Sam? Thumbs up, thumbs up. Yeah, last year.
Yeah, this was from last May on the Point Game podcast with John Wall.
And this is Draymond Green detailing a conversation he had with Joe Lacob about his future after being a player with the Golden State Warriors.
I'm honored, man, with the conversations that I've had with Joe Lacob over the years and him saying to me, like, yo, when you're done, I could see you one day coaching this team when Steve's done. Like, I could see you working with this team. Like, I would love to see that. That means the world to me because that means the man that owned the organization that I play for is watching me play basketball and saying, this guy can one day coach my team. This, again, big business. These assets are not small, man. Like, if you're gonna trust somebody to coach your team, that's not small. That's not a small thing. That's a big f-ing deal. And so to know that you have that type of support and, like, the owner of the organization that I play for is watching me and saying he can one day coach this. Or, man, Steve Kerr is my coach. The guy who's been coaching this organization for the last 11 years, 12, 10 years is Steve Kerr. He's a Hall of Fame coach. You're watching him and saying, I think that can one day be Draymond. That's insanity to me. And so I'm very thankful that people look at me in that light. But as I am in year 12 of my career, I say right now, and everything changes as time goes on, so I would never say never. But where I stand right now in year 12 of my career, headed into year 13, I'm not sure I want to be on a basketball schedule.
Okay. So he's had this conversation with the owner. The owner loves him, obviously. He's a made man, future Hall of Famer. Joe loves Steph. He loves Draymond, clearly. And it's been widely documented. Joe Lacob's gone on these airwaves in studio here with Bonte and Shasky in the past, and he's talked about the negotiations with Draymond and Draymond driving to his house to get a deal done. He said that on air here. Draymond drove to his house to get that contract done a couple years ago after that title. Or not after the title, but after they get bounced by the Lakers, that is. And, you know, they got the deal done. Everyone was happy. Everyone was go-lucky. And, you know, fast forward to now, it's been a rocky road with Draymond Green, to put it lightly. And definitely
suspended. Very lightly.
Definitely suspended. Punched Jordan Poole in the face. It's all been documented. You know, he's gotten a bunch of texts this year. You know, he's been in and out of the lineup. He's been hurt. It's been very tumultuous. You're a writer. That's a good word to use.
Good job, Spadoni.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Catholic school, you know, that's all we did was grammar and English. That's all I could do was write an essay. Not good at math, not good at science. I could write, though. Draymond Green, the coach. First, when I say that to you, what do you say to me? Head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green.
I absolutely believe it could happen, and I think he would be a very good coach. What scares me if you're a Warriors fan or if you're Joe Lacob and you're within the organization. Let's say a few more years go by, Steph retires, Steve says, I'm done. I'm done on coaching. I'm good. I've had my fill. And this potentially started to gain some more traction.
I'm out.
What would scare me is that Draymond, for I think as great of a coach as he could be, if that's the path he decided to go to in the future, it would depend on his temperament night to night with his players. We see the intensity on the floor. We've seen the blow-ups. I think the best way to put it, as you said, Spadone, is well-documented. We know what it is. Draymond pisses a lot of people off, a lot of his opponents, a lot of people in the Warriors organization at times, but they know what he is, and he's proven to be a winner many times over. It would depend on his temperament day after day, year after year. The thing that would scare me in this scenario is, does he burn the players out over time with the messaging that comes across? But the messaging Draymond would have as a player is probably a lot different than the messaging you'd have to have as a coach. Guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He's going to be end up being in the league for probably 15 years, if not more. There are a lot of different parts to it, but I, with Kevin Durant, and because he talked about it over the weekend as well, I believe, I think there are a lot of people in the league that figure, if that is something that he chooses, and there's always been so much hype around Draymond, the analyst, I think we all agree that the opinions are great. He would fit into that role too. But if he went into coaching, I actually think he would be very good.
888-957-9570. When he's done as a player, when Draymond Green hangs it up as a player, do you want him as head coach of the Golden State Warriors? Simple as that. 888-957-9570. Not right now. We're not doing player coach Draymond, although, again.
Now that would be fun.
The content machine.
Hey, Kevin, come back to the Warriors. Steve's going to go out a couple years earlier than maybe we thought, and you're going to have a new coach. Who's that? Draymond.
Well, remember all the
jokes
that happened when J.J. Redick became the Lakers head coach.
I
can't wait for the podcast after every game,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
can't wait for
man.
That. Can we have a J.J. Redick, Draymond Green coaches podcast while they're head coach of the NBA? Why not? Hashtag new media. Remember that? Hashtag new media.
Oh, a lot of
remember
new
that?
Media.
Yeah.
Sounds
like old media.
On a serious note, though, about the Draymond stuff, I think it's important to point out, When you go through that Warriors locker room through the years, Steph is Steph. He is, for what I've seen in my experience covering the league, he is the most beloved player by everyone else, by opponents, by teammates, by coaches. They know exactly what he has brought to the league. They appreciate the way he carries himself. What I would tell you, though, is that Warriors teammates, Draymond's messaging and the path he had to take to get to this point always resonated a little bit more, because Draymond was a second round pick. Draymond was a guy who wasn't supposed to be much of anything.
He was a tweener.
Exactly. He's a tweener. What's he going to play?
Yeah.
He can't really shoot consistently, especially from the outside. There were all these reasons why it wasn't going to work with Draymond or for Draymond out here in this league. He carved out a niche for himself. He knew what he wanted to become. he had that will and vision that it takes to be successful in the NBA, and he did it night after night. So I think the messages he would have to a team, whether it's the Warriors or some other team.
We'll keep it with the Warriors, though.
Yeah, okay.
Let's keep it with the Warriors.
I was going to say Michigan State when Izzo goes, if we're really going down the down the lane here.
You know, Draymond coaching all those 18 and 19-year-old
kids. Oh, my gosh. Oh my.
Imagine Draymond sitting in a living room and turning to mom and be like, yeah, I'll take care of your kid. Don't worry.
Oh, man. But Sam, I actually think he would.
You think he'd be charming?
Draymond can turn it on.
Yeah.
When Draymond needs to turn it on, he knows exactly what this is all about. But Spadone, the real takeaway here is all of the younger players who come into that Warriors room, they look at Steph like seemingly the rest of the world does. Oh my gosh, it's Steph Curry. Yeah. Whoa. When they see Draymond, of course they respect and appreciate what he's done, but they view him differently because he is viewed as the second round guy who made it out of nothing in the NBA.
Yeah.
Not some heavy pedigree where everybody thought he came into the league and was going to be fantastic. He's carved his own way, and I think that would resonate for a lot of players who would end up playing for him.
888-957-9570. Draymond Green, the next head coach of the Golden State Warriors after he hangs it up. Are you in on that, Dub Nation? Draymond Green, the head coach of your Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. Let's squeeze in Miguel and Hayward because he has some thoughts on it. Miguel, what's up, man? You're on with Spadone and Friedel. You want Draymond as head coach of the Warriors?
Oh, man, you know, like, I love it, man. Good morning, you guys. Yeah, you know, like, I love it. When he decides to retire, I would love Draymond Green to be the coach for the Warriors. And I feel like the only three players that he would know in that roster will be Kuminga, Moody, Post. And I believe that the three players will love to have Draymond Green as a coach, having that voice in there. Because, like, if you look at Draymond Green playing basketball right now, he's teaching these young cats how to play ball. So, I would love the Warriors to make him the coach for the future. But right now, it's about us getting that fifth championship ring. And that's all I got to say. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Miguel and Hayward. Hey, he'd love it. He thinks the young guys would love it. I'm not so sure about that. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga and I'm Moses Moody and I'm some of these young guys, Brandon Pajemski and Draymond Green, who was my teammate for a long time, yelling at me on the court, yelling at me on the bench, and now he's going to be my coach, and now he's going to put me in a position to where I could, he's controlling my minutes now. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, Spadone, come on now. You say Draymond yelling at me as my coach. Well, he's been yelling at everybody for years. So.
But he can control the minutes now, Nick.
Yeah.
He can control the minutes now.
But I mean, in the personality and temperament, not much is going to change. I would actually think, and this is crazy to
even say. You think he'd calm down a little bit?
I think he would tone it down.
Yeah.
I think the Draymond that we see on the floor as a player, and again, in Dreamland here in this scenario, Draymond as a coach, those are two different people. Because he knows, having been in the league so long, that you can't just ride guys at 100 miles an hour every single night as a coach, or your message is going to burn out.
Let's come up. The game is brought to you by Frontier Ford. We're going to pick up more of this conversation on the other side. Jimmy in Dublin, I see you. 888-957-9570. You want Draymond Green as the next coach after Steve Kerr hangs it up? Do you want Draymond Green to be the head coach of the Golden State Warriors? Frontier Ford is bringing you huge savings, huge discounts on the new 2025 F-150 and every Mach-E, which now comes with the Ford Power Promise, including a free Ford Charge Station Pro installation. Don't miss out. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or frontierford.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going
So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm just gonna do what Steph wants me to do now.
This sucker.
Oh, who cares?
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Moses. Part in the Red Sea, as always. Nick Friedell in studio all week. Shasky out in Hawaii, enjoying himself, enjoying his time. Love seeing the lovely Michelle and baby LJ having some fun. He was golfing yesterday. It looked beautiful. Happy for Joe. All right. It's funny, we were just talking about the Valkyries and the WNBA just off air just a second ago, and we're talking about Draymond Green being a head coach, potentially at the Golden State Warriors, and if you're joining us, you're probably thinking like, oh, weird, you know? Oh, is Nick's camera not working? It happens, Nick. It's all right. You gotta, come on, technology, guys. Let's. You're not guru over there, Nick. You need to be able to fix your camera, okay?
I'm back, baby. Right.
As I was getting at, hashtag squirrel, Draymond Green being a head coach of the Golden State Warriors after it's all done. This is what he talked about over the weekend. He kind of was talked over by Candace Parker and whoever else was on that panel for TNT. But he did say he's been offered the job of being the Golden State Warriors head coach after he wraps it up.
There is no way that I could coach ever in the history of everything. It'd be like Draymond coaching. Like there's
Wow, you can't coach me. That's mean.
I've already been offered to go to State Warriors head coaching job.
I didn't say that you couldn't
I'm a suck?
I didn't think you would suck.
Real quick, Candace Parker is absolutely just doing the drive-by on him. I don't think he'd be a good head coach. What do you think about that, first and foremost?
I
cringed like three times when I played that, by the way, when she said that.
Because it's been out there. We played the clip. Like, people have acknowledged, the feeling is, at least, you never know until it actually happens, Draymond probably would be a good head coach. And the thing that kills me, Spadone, is how does no one, and this drives me insane about so much of this business in general, but so many people are not good listeners here. They just want to fire off their points on television. Draymond literally said,
active listening is what we call that.
Active listening.
Yes.
Draymond says, in the moment, I've been offered the head coaching position for the Golden State Warriors. How does nobody say, oh, really?
Well, who was on that? Because it's a lot of former players. They're not traditional to, somewhat of their defense, they're not traditional journalists, right? So they're not coached, or they're not looking for things like that. They're up there, you know, shooting the breeze, you know, and just, you know, ribbing each other. But if you're the actual host, who was it, Lefko?
I don't know.
You got to follow up on that, being like, or you got to have a producer in here saying, yo, Draymond just said he was going to be the next head coach of the Warriors.
That's right.
So, yes, to your point, you got to follow up.
Jalen Rose, we heard him there for a second, yeah, too. I mean, he heard it, but somebody's got to take it from hearing it to the next part.
And now we're talking about it. Draymond Green, you in or out on him being the next head coach of the Golden State Warriors when he hangs it up? 888-957-9570. Before I get to Jimmy and Oreo Cookie, two of our loyal listeners, I did want to just ask, like, if you were to poll, you know, GMs around the league and say, like, give us, like, the top five players that you think are playing right now that would be, like, really good head coaches going forward, or just you could see them being a coach in the NBA going forward, you think Draymond's showing up on, like, all of those, like, every single one of those surveys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think for as insane as Draymond can drive people, players, I was going to say, people around the league, but teammates too,
sometimes. Fan bases. He drives everyone nuts, let's be honest.
We love him. He's an equal opportunist in that regard. I think people can separate that there is a difference between Draymond, the player, and sometimes the crazy man out there on the floor, and Draymond, the potential coach. His knowledge of the game and his ability to take an interest in younger players, Spadone, is really pretty impressive. And what I go back to is, and where I started to realize it even more, was that year 4 years ago now, Aaron Baines falls on Steph. Steph breaks his hand.
Aaron Baines, I forgot about him.
When I would go into that Warriors locker room, because this is pre-COVID, and you talk to the Omari Spellmans, and you talk to Ty Bowman, Eric Paschal.
Oh my God,
Jacob Evans. I mean,
Jacob Evans is on a roster somewhere. Legit, I saw him. I swear to God, look it up. Continue.
But what an era, one. But two, when you talk to them, they would tell you how much of an impact Draymond was having, being that leader. Because remember, the other part of that that was fascinating about that team, there's always an interesting story somewhere, Steph wasn't even around. He wasn't even around that group. Draymond was the guy every night who had to be out there with the rest of those younger guys. He was the guy who was coming to the podium every night as the face and the spokesperson of the team besides Steve Kerr, because that was the role Steph has played for this group for years and years. But you talk to those guys, and they would tell you how much they respected what he was trying to do, not only for the team, but for them day to day.
And I remember him, as you were saying, you know, him being a part of draft night, right? After, like, they would win a title or compete for one. He'd want to be in the war room. He'd want to be with Bob Myers, you know, checking in with Joe Lacob, Kirk Lacob, everyone. He wanted to be tapped in with that stuff. And as a fan, I would appreciate that. Like, this is a guy that truly cares about the organization. He wants to be a Warrior for life. Like, that means a lot to him. He wants to be in one stop. And not that he has the right, but I do think if you're Joe Lacob, like, it's not the worst idea. Like, this is a guy who's, his IQ is respected league-wide. No one's going to question the IQ of Draymond Green when it comes to the X's and the O's. We're not talking about the off-the-court antics or on-the-court antics in this case. We're talking about just seeing the court and seeing the vision. He's one of the best in the business. Whether that's if he was a second round pick, first round pick, it doesn't matter. Like, I would say it's him, it's LeBron, it's, but the thing with Draymond makes him so unique, and why I do think he would be a good head coach, is the defensive prowess, the defensive side of the ball. Like, there's levels to it. Like, Luka, everyone says, has one of the highest IQs in the league. He's a very smart player. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do anything on defense. Like, he just doesn't. Like, let's just keep it a buck.
He never has.
Like, he's never been asked to, and that's not his thing.
Well, he's probably been asked to.
The Mavs definitely asked him to.
Yeah, they asked him to. Now, whether or not he actually fulfilled any of those requests and wishes.
That's a good point. As I drop my phone, I think that we do need to be a little like, I know everyone's instant reaction is probably like, oh God, Draymond, like, can we just focus on the games? Can we just like, I keep hearing Draymond over the weekend. And listen, he's part of the media. He likes to talk. He has his own podcast. You're going to hear from him. It's NBA season right now, right?
NFL's all I gone. Hear right now, Spinoza, is you go get this podcast.
Exactly, Trevor. Right?
You go get this podcast.
Again, hashtag new media. That's what they do, right? Him and Baron Davis. I just think we need to take a step back and say it's not that crazy to say Draymond Green, the head coach, could be a possibility 5 years down the line. It's not a crazy thing to say. Now, is Jimmy in Dublin, Nick, is he in on the potential Draymond head coaching experience in Golden State? What's up, Jim? You're on with Spadoni and Fidel.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Great.
It's a beautiful day in the Bay.
All right. Okay, yeah, I think I heard Nick say that the fan base would be able to separate Draymond Green, the player, or Draymond Green, the coach. But the question is, can Draymond separate Draymond Green, the player, with the coach? Because me personally, I played basketball overseas. I was a very passionate on-the-court player. Nowhere near as crazy as Draymond at all, right? But now I'm doing some coaching. I'm coaching younger kids, and it will take you there, man. Those, you know, a lot of those calls and stuff, it will take you there. Now, Draymond, I just don't see him being level-headed enough at any point if he's affiliated with basketball, whether he's playing or coaching. Now, being an analyst, that's different. You know, you just debate. There's not nothing crazy, no real, you know, going to blows. But I can see him with the wrong players on his team. He would have to have some, I would say, maybe some vets. These younger guys, a lot of guys can't take them. I mean, like I said, the guy ran Durant out of town, really. You know, and other stuff with his tactics. But I feel like he will probably need some vets that are kind of like him. Like, say somebody like Jimmy Butler. I can see them guys maybe being able to coexist. But these young guys, you know, especially like a lot of these softer guys, I don't see it happening. You guys have a good one.
Jimmy, it's a good point. And I actually
It's a really good perspective from Jimmy, too.
No, it really is. And I actually thought about it like this. Again, maybe we're thinking about it. And listen, it's very early, and I'm not reporting anything here. I don't have any sources. But Joe Lacob does own the Valkyries, the WNBA team. Getting his feet wet into the coaching circle.
Can you imagine intern coaching job with Draymond? Oh, man.
Current head coach of the Valkyries, Natalie Nicasse, friend of the show, friend of the program, friend of the station. We love Natalie. I'm not saying Draymond's taking her job. I'm not saying that at all. But a guy that's been labeled that was also a tough player. I'm not saying Draymond's a dirty player, but this guy I'm referencing had a lot of success as a WNBA head coach.
That's where you get some pushback from the rest of the NBA, Spadone. You're not saying Draymond's a dirty player.
I'm not saying he's a dirty player, all right? I'm saying he plays with...
If only there were one or two examples for us to look through here.
I think he plays with an aggression and an edge. I don't view him... Like, do you view him the same as Bill Laimbeer? There's levels to this, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Because I was comparing him to Bill Laimbeer, who was he played on the edge, was a dirty player with those Bad Boys Pistons, who coached in the WNBA and was successful and won titles. Could Draymond go into that arena, is what I'm saying.
But I understand completely.
Joe Lacob's the owner of the Valkyries. You see where I'm trying to connect the dots?
I get where you're going, and it does make sense, Spadone.
Okay.
What I would tell you is that the polls that you were asking about, like if you went and polled all the NBA players could Draymond be a good coach? Yes, I think the answer would be overwhelmingly pretty much yes. But if you went and polled the same NBA players and you said, who's the dirtiest player in the league? Draymond is going to be high up on that list, too.
I'm trying to find it because they have those polls every single year, right? About like the dirtiest players currently. I know the NFL always releases them, or the Athletic has them. If we could find that poll about who's like the MVP, who's the dirty, like if we can find that, please, 888-957-9570. In the meantime, we got some people on hold that want to get in on this Draymond head coach talk. Nick Friedell, let's get in on him. Oreo Cookies out in Oakland, he wants to join the conversation. What's up, Oreo? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Nick, man, you've been good this week, man, but did you get in the Shasky stash, man? You guys are tripping today. Draymond as a coach? No way. I heard you guys earlier say that he's a smart dude and IQ is good and all that, and I get that. But we also were talking about how he needs to change and all that. And when have you guys seen any evidence that this guy is going to change at all? Right now, he's just a player. You going to give him the keys to your franchise? No way. As soon as the first foul is called, you better get out of the way because he's about to get thrown out. You guys know that. But before I do leave, I did come up with something I want to share with you guys. It goes like this. 95.7 is the lick. Two Joes in the morning is the click. Let me.
Oh, no, Oreo.
Oreo, keep going.
Oh, Mom Spaghetti. Oh, no. All right,
here we go. 95.7 is the lick. Two Joes in the morning is the click. Can't get enough of this roaster. West Side, baby. Oreo cookie.
It wasn't your best, Oreo. I'm going to keep it a buck, but we appreciate you calling in. I don't know if... I hope he was saying click, by the way.
I heard click.
Okay, thank you. That's
the K is important.
I'm not.
The K is important,
that was
everybody.
Very important, people.
Important K in Morning Rose history.
I was very nervous for a second there.
I don't know if that's
I'm nervous, Madonna, and I'm going, ah!
I was looking at the control room.
Okay.
Oreo has some really good ones.
I don't know if that's a freestyle
that's
nominee,
not,
unfortunately.
That's not. It's okay. It might be one of the moments of the year.
Respect Oreo for coming on the air and trying, though.
He tried his best.
Absolutely.
Right? That's all. That's what Mom always said. He's like, hey, you tried your best, Tony. That's all anyone could ask of you. Thanks, Mom. I'm trying to find the. I found the players poll. Like, who would you give like refs grade? How would you grade Adam Silver? How'd you get? Nah, I can't find the dirty players. Who do you think is a dirty player? No. Who's your favorite current non-NBA athlete? Everyone said Lamar Jackson, pretty much. Caitlin Clark, another one. Again, I think Draymond could be a good head coach. He plays on an edge, and he'd have to separate being a player and a coach, but the good ones are able to do that. And I think if he had some time away for a little bit, let's say he's in the booth, let's say he's in, you know, TNT, the pre and post, I think he'd benefit from that. Like, there's another guy that was on TNT. Kenny Smith was always linked, I feel like, to be a head coach. Right? Yeah. Obviously, a guy that was a head coach that went back.
And then a GM.
And then a GM.
Just,
yeah, that was,
it
yeah,
just
he was
hadn't
a guy.
Happened as much.
Steve Kerr obviously took that route as well. He started out with the front office, then he went to TNT and called games for Turner. A guy that was on our station yesterday, though, a guy that is well-respected around the league and who is part of broadcast now is Stan Van Gundy. And Stan Van was asked yesterday on Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, on the challenges of Draymond being a good head coach.
He's got as good a background as you could possibly have simply going through a playing career. But being a leader as a player is wholly different from being a leader as a coach. The relationships are different. The requirements of the job are different. And I think Draymond would probably have as good a chance as anyone from making the jump from player to head coach. But it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing for anybody. And I think it may be harder, quite honestly, to do it with the same team you've just played for than like J.J. Redick going to the L.A. Lakers.
That's an interesting one. Like, if J.J.'s doing it in here, I mean, listen, say what you will about him as a broadcaster, if you liked him on First Take or Get Up or... Like, I never viewed J.J. as this elite, like, basketball IQ guy when he was a spot-up three-point shooter. Like, I viewed him the same way I view Kyle Korver. is how I view J.J. Redick. Now, the way he was able to break it down on First Take, I was like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing.
The podcast helped get J.J. Redick the coaching job.
Well, it did, absolutely. Period. He did a podcast with LeBron James. Like, that cannot be...
But even before, like, that's what started to open up people's eyes. That's what opened up LeBron's
eyes.
The old
man in the three.
The old man in the... He did that.
Yeah.
And then LeBron comes in and is like, hey, you know, this guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I'm sure they'd met years prior, playing in the league.
They're trying to get Danny Hurley, right? That failed. That didn't work out. And it looked like Danny Hurley was using them for leverage, obviously, at UConn.
No.
I'll say this. J.J. Redick in a better spot right now with the Lakers than Dan Hurley is with the UConn Huskies. I'm just saying right now. Are we going to argue that? Just saying.
No.
Yeah, see, there.
But the key with all of it is that podcast allowed for JJ to be viewed in a different form from a different perspective. The part that's intriguing to me, Spadone, is Draymond has been so open about the fact that he enjoys being a family man. You know, he got married, he's got the kids, he's bringing DJ up to the podium. Mm-hmm. You know, he enjoys that part. So we're trying to figure out, all right, can the Warriors win one more title? What happens in the future? Draymond saying, I got offered the job at some point already. Great. But what I would be interested in is a few years down the line, whenever Draymond walks away from the game, does he want or need those few years to be a dad full time? Because the one thing I can speak from experience on is that basketball life, the travel, the grind of 6, 7, 8 months a year, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane for players, coaches, and people say, oh, well, they're making millions and millions. I got it. I understand. I understand where people listening will say that's why they're getting paid all the money that they're getting paid. My only point to somebody that would push back is to say that doesn't take away from that life is insane.
Well, we have a lot of examples of that, not just to your point, the player's perspective, but the front office. Bob Myers was burnt out. Like Bob.
Yeah.
It was a lot on him, and he said he wanted to be there. I want to drop my kids off at school every day. I want to be a part of them. Now, he's obviously with ESPN. He's traveling occasionally, but he's not at the same level of being with a Joe Lacob, being with a Steve Kerr, being around that team constantly. It's very taxing. Hell, I mean, the most famous example of how much of a sacrifice it is, look at Tom Brady. Look at Tom Brady and him wanting to continue to play. He sacrificed his marriage, quite frankly. We all saw it. It all played out in the media, TMZ, whatever. They sacrificed that. He sacrificed that because he loved the game so much. He wanted to continue to do it. There's a lot that comes with that. Was that right or wrong? That's not for me to say. That was his choice.
Right.
But if you're Draymond Green, that's something you're also going to have to think of, as you're saying, being a family man. By the way, Stan Van Gundy, I do love me some Stan Van Gundy. And if you missed any of that interview yesterday, it was really good. He joined Willard and Dibbs, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Find it on YouTube, find it on the Odyssey app. Stan Van, I love him in the booth. A lot of Warriors fans don't like him. They think he's like anti-Warriors for some reason. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's every fan base, by
every
the way.
Every fan base thinks that somebody's coming after
Joe
their
Buck
team.
Hates my team. No, Joe Buck does not hate your team. All right. Well, he hated the Giants because the Cardinals. Like, no, he doesn't hate your team. All right. By the way, Joe Buck back doing baseball broadcasts for ESPN. He's going to be on part of opening
cool.
day. I'm very excited about that. Joe Girardi, he's going to be doing it with.
And an analyst for the Brewers. They had one and
yes.
one.
I don't know who else that. Well, yeah,
I'm not sure either. But
Schneider, Shayer, someone like that.
There was a balance there.
There you go. Speaking of balance, let's go out to Philmo Mike.
Philmo!
Part of the voices
Hell
of the
yes.
show intro. Philmo, what's up, bro? You're with Spadoni and Fidel.
What's up with y'all, man? Fidel was popping. Spadoni was Gucci. Yeah, the C is definitely important. That was funny as hell. But you guys made some points that I kind of wanted to get to, because I feel like I have mentioned that if Draymond was the coach, he should actually go to the female ranks, just like a la Bill Laimbeer. I think it'll soften them up a little bit. And Nick, you also made a point, or before I get into that, to your last point, when it comes to the X's and O's and stuff like that, and maybe not, maybe like the motivation, I could see Draymond being a good coach. In regards to, you know, sometimes the best players aren't the best coaches. Like you said, Nick, he's a second-round pick. But I think Draymond I don't think he would be with the grind of being an NBA coach. I could also see him going into the front office, maybe Joe Lacob, taking them into the front office, showing them how hard or difficult trades are, and then maybe then becoming a coach. Because I think Stan also said, I don't think he should be coaching the same players he was playing with. So that's just my two cents. But I don't think the grind, I don't think he would be with the grind, Nick. I totally agree.
That's Philmo Mike. Appreciate the call, Philmo. 888-957-9570. You in or out on Draymond Green, the head coach? It could be for the Warriors. It could be, we're talking about, hey, I said, hey, maybe the Valkyries, maybe a WNBA franchise down the road. We know Draymond loves ball, and he loves the X's and O's, and he loves breaking it all down. He's also, he has some hot takes. Listen, if you,
Draymond has some hot takes.
Well, did you watch him?
Really?
Did you watch him during the NFL playoffs?
Oh,
saying the Chiefs were going to be one and done. That's what he said. Too.
Draymond is the epitome of a current player. Draymond's a walking hot take.
He loves Jaden Daniels. By the way, I think he thought the Commanders were going to win the whole thing at one point too.
Hey, him and Kevin are on the same page.
Kevin, there you go. That was his way of actually trying to coax Kevin. Kevin, I'm actually a Commanders fan now. Jaden Daniels, my guy.
Just
we're
the
tight.
Two best friends watching football. Right? You know.
Hey, we need to get your thoughts on some of the NFL action that took place at some point this morning, too. And, hey, we still got a couple days here. We're only on a Wednesday. We haven't even touched the NFL.
Spadone.
We haven't even touched the 49ers. And what, hey, Matt Barrows joined the station yesterday. Jason Alcantara, Myles Garrett, he's out there, Niner fans. You want to go get him? There's a lot to get into as the countdown for the draft is in a couple months here. Let's go out to Uncle Gene. He has some thoughts on Draymond Green, the head coach. What's up, Uncle Gene? You're on the Morning Roast.
Morning, fellas. Hey, first of all, Nick, hey, welcome. I really enjoy your commentary. I've enjoyed it for years and hope to see more of you on the show. So,
Uncle Gene, thanks, man.
Sure. Philmo Mike pretty much covered everything I was going to say. I think Draymond has an excellent chance to be a good, if not a great coach. In fact, as Philmo says, I could see him in the front office one day. You know, listen, some of the best coaches, as you well know, are guys that have had to work hard to learn the game over the years. All right. And nobody's had to work harder than Draymond. So, you know, he loves the game. He loves the team. He loves the organization. And, you know, being up in somebody's face in the heat of the moment on the court is one thing. Being up in somebody's face, you know, of a, let's say a player that's just simply not doing what he's supposed to is quite another. So, but I do agree. I'm not sure he'd want to take on the grind. So I'm not sure he'd really want to do it. But if he wanted to, I think he'd commit to it just like he has everything else. And I think he'd be successful.
That's Gene in Oakland. Appreciate it. 888-957-9570. Draymond Green, the head coach. Is there anyone else in the league? And then, listen, we're keeping on Draymond. We're keeping on Warriors specific. Anyone else, Nick, that you view? Because you said a name off air that I didn't view. That actually took me aback a little bit. You gave a name that you actually think would be a good head coach when he hangs it up. He's a current player right now in the league. Who was that?
Spadone, you know who I think would be a really good NBA coach? Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Truly. And in so many ways, there is such a parallel between the Draymond conversation. Why is Draymond so popular in the locker room? It's because all these young guys respect the journey that he's taken to get to this point. Uncle Gene and Philmo just hit on the same thing. You know, these are guys in NBA locker rooms who have come from all kinds of different backgrounds, and they see, in Draymond's case, a second-round pick who found his way. Kyrie is different in this case. Kyrie was always the guy, dating back to his brief moment in time at Duke. He got hurt. He goes out, goes to the Cavs, and you're like, this guy's unbelievable on the floor when he's healthy. We know the issues he's had at various stops, again, like Draymond, well-documented. I can't stress this part, though, enough, Spadone. When you talk to not only his teammates, the younger generation, the older generation in Brooklyn, they didn't like all the distractions sometimes.
Sure, that's very kind of the way of putting it.
The younger guys, though, they respect the hell out of Kyrie. Also, when you start talking to guys around the league, who do they enjoy watching play? Kyrie Irving. Steph Curry. I think there's always that feel of LeBron is the greatest of the era, but it's they don't speak in the same terms. Watching Kyrie,
it's different. Like, I'm not 6'9", I'm not LeBron James. Exactly. I'm not. I could be 6'2" or 6'3" and do.
LeBron is one of one, but it takes me back very quickly to every time I would ask Kevin Durant, is Luka one of one?
Yeah.
Is Giannis? And he looks at me after some game somewhere. He's like, Nick, I'm not doing this with you after every night. And I started laughing, but. As far as Kyrie goes, I know people focus on, especially in Brooklyn, how that whole experience went, and it certainly ended badly at the end. What I would tell you is Kyrie knows the game. He's invested in trying to get the game to a different place, but he connects with younger teammates over and over. And count me in the group that if that is something he decided to do in the future, I think he would be very, very good at. Same idea. He's got the temperament going up and down the sidelines. He's got the patience to put in the work with the younger guys. I think it would be a fit. But again, and this goes back to the Draymond conversation as well, we're talking about Kyrie and Draymond, who are multi-millionaires. You'd think they have enough money for five lifetimes.
Hundreds of millions
for both guys. Yes. And they've earned it because that's what the market says they are worth as basketball players. But Kyrie, like Draymond, is a family man. He's always bringing his kids up to the podium. He's talking about how much he enjoys that part of this. So there are a lot of different reasons why both guys, they could retire and be like, I'm done with all this. But like Draymond, I think Kyrie genuinely loves the game, and I think he would be a guy in the future that if a team wanted a great, he's going to the Hall of Fame too, although in the NBA it seems like everybody goes
it's
to the
basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's in.
Everybody goes, but Kyrie's a Hall of Famer who I think would be a really good coach.
And he's a legitimate. Like, there's levels to Hall of Fame. We were having, like, the fake argument off air. I swear to God, if Eli Manning is first ballot, I'm going to be pissed. Because there is a difference between being a first ballot, being, you know, third, fourth, a senior committee one. There's levels to the Hall of Fame. But the Basketball Hall of Fame, there's even levels within there. Like, Kyrie's a 9-time All-Star. He's an NBA champion. You know, rookie of the year. He's got it all. He's amazing. He's one of the best players of his generation. Was he a top 75? I don't think he was an NBA top 75 team, but he's one of those borderline guys where you started to think about it. It's like it was him. There was Clay that was on the outside looking. I know Dwight Howard was one of them.
That is the biggest joke of that whole thing. Yeah. I know out here there was so much hype around all Clay's.
No, but Dwight not being seven. Yeah.
Dwight not being on that team and Anthony Davis being on that team.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. People just completely slept on Dwight Howard in Orlando. He was unbelievable. And then he bounced around, and I think there were a lot of people that are like, oh, man, he can't stay in one place. The teams don't like him as much. No.
He was 5-time All-NBA first team. That means you're one of the five best players in the league.
Dwight not being
stretch.
On that All-75 team was a complete joke.
It was a joke. I totally agree with you there. And I get it. That turned into more of a personal thing. Again, when you talk about the Hall of Fame, we'll get back to the coaching. But same reason T.O. wasn't first ballot is because some media members didn't like him, even though he's one of the three greatest wide receivers in the history of the sport. It's him, Jerry Rice, and Randy Moss. Pick your poison there. Jerry, obviously, friend of the station. I can say Jerry Rice is the GOAT. But, hey, if you want to say T.O., you want to see Randy Moss, I don't have a problem with it. Him not being first ballot, absolute crime. Speaking of coaching, though, and you made a good point there when you're talking about being able to connect with young people, I think is just such an underrated aspect. We talk about the X's and O's all the time. What do you think of the greatest coaches of the last two decades in any sport, right? Who do you think of? Bill Belichick, one of them, right? Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, you know, Phil Jackson. Hell, Steve Kerr. I'd throw Steve Kerr in there, absolutely. Bruce Bochy, right? You'd go him, Joe Torre, even more than two decades, but sure, right? You'd go some of those guys. Abilities to connect with young people could be different. And I don't think that you would go there. So let's pick Steve Kerr. I wouldn't say that's Steve Kerr's strongest suit. like his ability to connect to younger guys. I think they respect him. I just think he's had such a veteran-laden team since he arrived that he hasn't had to rely on young people. Now, he had some down years where I think he had to learn about himself and how he can coach a little bit more with guys like Jordan Poole-Hell. We mentioned Jacob Evans. You mentioned all the players, right? Eric Paschal's of the world.
All the throwbacks.
He got thrown into a firestorm there because of all the injuries that took place with Steph, with Clay, Draymond missing time. Like, he had to kind of, you know, take his lumps there, if you will. And I think he was better for it. I think what he was able to do with a guy like Andrew Wiggins, who was, again, a veteran player, but he helped reinvent a guy like Wiggins when he came over here. I think we're seeing it with Jonathan Kuminga now. And, you know, their relationship has been kind of rocky. It's been documented. Jonathan Kuminga, his crew, you know, voicing his frustrations at times. Moses Moody being a good soldier, not having a lot of playing time, then having a lot of playing time, and finally getting consistent minutes. Brandon Podziemski last year. I think Steve Kerr, these last 2 years, as we're talking about head coaching and what makes a great head coach, his ability to connect to the young guys these last couple seasons has really helped this team, I think, and is going to help this team going forward because they need to rely on Moody more. They're going to need to rely on Jonathan Kuminga.
Have to.
Quinton Post, are we going to give Steve Quinton Post credit for that? Like, he's looked pretty good in serviceable times. Trace Jackson Davis, at times, has looked pretty good. And again, we're seeing it with Brandon Podziemski here recently after coming off a pretty strong rookie season. Him picking up where he left off. Give Steve Kerr credit when we can, man. Because we like to crush the guy here, Ryan. I don't know if you know that, Nick. We love to crush Steve Kerr in these airwaves.
I've heard that a few times. I would say, Spadone, when even my friends have asked me, what do you think it takes to be a pro coach, a successful pro coach? The first thing I always think of is ego management. Mm. You have to have the ability to manage the egos in whatever room that you are the leader of. Again, if you're asking me, do I think Draymond would be good at this? I absolutely do. And the reason why is because Draymond certainly has a big ego.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's another thing real quick. I don't want to cut you off. Coaches, they have the ultimate ego. You don't think Bill Belichick had the ego in the or you don't think Pat Riley, again,
right,
as a coach and as an executive.
Popovich.
Greg Popovich. Help all these guys have, like, Phil Jackson, are you kidding me? Like, we call him the Zen Master. Oh, he's a happy-go-lucky. He'll get after you, too. He has a tremendous ego. Some of the great. So you have to your point.
You have to be able to read the room and adjust in time. And for all the people that always call in, because I still listen on the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
When I can to the conversation out here. Spadone, what Kerr is, I've always thought, is very good at, forget the X's and O's for a second. He sees what's happening, and he tries to adjust on the fly and try to form these human connections. And your players have to know that you have their back all the time. And that is a very strong suit from my experience covering these Warriors teams with Kerr, because he realizes that these guys have to know that he's there for them on a human level. Why do I think Draymond would be good at this job? Because I think Draymond, very much, if he is going to invest his time and energy into a player, would absolutely have the respect in the room, and all those players would know that he has their back. That is crucial if you want to have success as an NBA coach.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's Spadone, it's Friedel, Nick Friedel in studio all week long for Joe Shasky, who's out in Hawaii. Don't worry, Shasky will be back next week. He's hanging loose, he's chilling, he's boogie boarding. I'm actually trying to picture Joe Shasky on a boogie board or like a skim board right now. I'm having a hard time. I can't.
Michelle! Michelle! What am I doing, Michelle?
I'm just picturing him just trying to relax on a beach, and I still can't do that. You think, how much sunblock is that guy wearing right now? He's definitely got the sun hat, doesn't
he? You lost me at picturing him trying to relax.
Right? No, he's trying to relax. That's a good point. SPF 3000 and him trying to relax in general is hard to picture, right? He was golfing yesterday. Yes. He posted on his story. And I was like, you know what? That's relaxing for him. Out on the golf course, get some putts in. He'll be fine, right? Frank Isola yesterday, and do we have time? We can tease on the other side. Frank Isola had some interesting thoughts yesterday in regard to one Steph Curry, who I want to join in on this conversation. Not that I think Steph is going to be a head coach or anything like that, but you know, coaching a guy like Steph and what Steve Kerr's been able to do, and a player like Steph that we're not going to see again, and the selflessness of him is something I want to tap into, because there was a lot of talk, Nick, about Steph not being selfish enough. When all these trade talks are happening, it's like, no, Steph, you need to put your like hand on the table. You need to speak through the media like LeBron does, like, you know, Jimmy did, or Kevin Durant. You need to be more like that. So I wanted to get into that on the other side with you as well. But in the meantime, it's time for the injury report. Kata. Oh, I got up on him right there. Yeah. Yeah, you were relaxing.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, another spring day in Scottsdale. Another giant dealing with a bad back. I thought it was a bad luck. No, this is a bad back, which is also bad luck for the orange and black. You like that? Today, it is Tyler Fitzgerald, who is dealing with some lower back spasms. The good news is that the back spasms are not considered serious, and it is early enough in the spring where the Giants can ease up on the workload for Fitz. The Giants are confident that these back issues will not longer linger. Do you have to let it linger? Shout out to Cranberries. And do the regular season. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 4 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Howard Beck, 920, covers the NBA for The Ringer. He is tapped in on all things NBA. Ask his thoughts on the Warriors, Jimmy Butler, if he thinks Draymond Green would be a good head coach in the league. Also, he had an interesting, you know, little tidbit yesterday from an executive he talked to in the NBA saying Ja Morant is a name to keep your eye on this summer in regards to trade talks. Who else could be potentially traded? Kevin Durant? Should Warriors fans be back interested on KD to the Bay? We'll discuss on the Morning Roast.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.